Buckle up, folks. Crank the volume. This is Truth Amplified with Vixie Steele. How does a coach stack 1,042 wins and never lift the damn trophy? Welcome to the Rick Adelman Paradox. Let's unpack it. Vixie Steele here, British American, loud, unfiltered, and today I am fired up about a coach who did almost everything right and still got tagged by history's lazy labels. Almost, nearly, close but no cigar. Bloody hell, can we not do better with nuance? Listen. Rick Adelman, born 1946 in Linwood, California, 7 seasons as an NBA guard, then 23 as a head coach. That is a whole era of basketball. He starts as a player with the San Diego Rockets in 1968. Rotation guard, smart passer, nothing flashy, just the guy who sees the floor 2 beats ahead. Then he pivots to coaching. Chemakita Community College, grinds there, earns his way onto the Portland bench under Jack Ramsey, absorbs the gospel of ball movement and continuity, stays on through Mike Shula, then boom. Interim coach, and by 1989 he is the full-time boss of the Trailblazers. And Portland pops. 59 wins in the finals in 1990. 63 wins in the West Finals in 1991. 57 wins and back to the finals in 1992. The man is cooking. Detroit knocks them first, then Michael and the Chicago Bulls slam the door. Yeah, no, that is not shame. That is running into dynasties at full speed. Respect where it's due. After that, Golden State, the mid-90s Warriors mess. Injuries, inconsistency, it goes sideways and he gets canned. To be fair, sometimes the roster gods just laugh in your face. Then the revival, Sacramento, 1998 to 2006, and mate, this is where Adelman turns a franchise into a movement. 8 straight playoff trips, a 61-21 masterpiece in 2002. The Kings become a Western Conference power. Fluid offense, high post reads, split cuts, everyone touching the ball, opponents chasing ghosts. It was orchestra and thunder rolled into one. And yet, even while he is winning, there is friction. The Maloof brothers, up in ownership, are not exactly sending him postcards and fruit baskets. Contract not renewed in 2006. And what happens? Sacramento falls into a 17-year playoff hole. Not back until 2023. Unbelievable, but not surprising. That is what happens when you dump the adult in the room, because vibes or whatever. Houston next, 2007 to 2011. Not the flashiest roster health-wise, but Jesus Christ did they fight. 22 straight wins in 2008, which was the third longest at the time. They still get bounced in the first round. Then 2009, they beat Portland and push the Lakers to 7, even after Tracy McGrady goes down before the playoffs and Yao Ming breaks in the series. This is textbook Adelman. Adapt, rewire, survive, thrive. And yeah, his playoff record lands at 79 and 78, razor thin, inches and ankles and whistles separating the parade from the woulda shoulda file. Minnesota to close it, 2011 to 2014. Young group, bumps, and he hits his 1,000th career win in April 2013. 8th coach ever to hit that mark. He retires in 2014 and enters the Hall of Fame in 2021, one of the game's real ones. He passed in 2026 at 79, and the league lined up to say what I am saying right now. Give the man his flowers. For real. Now the big ugly, the question that keeps barroom debates alive. How do you do all that and not get the ring? We have to talk about 2002, Kings versus Lakers, Western Conference Finals, 7 games, absolute war. Game 6 becomes the bonfire. Calls that many still swear flipped the series, officiating scrutiny that has never really cooled off. The Lakers won in 7. That is the record. The debate remains. My take is simple. I watched that series, I have re-watched it, and I think Sacramento earned a fairer shake than they got. Argue with me. I will listen. But I am not moving off this spot easily. And to make matters worse, there was the psychological nonsense. Phil Jackson reportedly comparing Adelman to Adolf Hitler as some kind of motivational chess move. Oh, this again. Look, you can be the Zen master and still be out of line. Some tactics age like milk. That one curdled on day one and poured gasoline on a rivalry that did not need it.
I shouldn't have to say this, but here we fucking are. A legacy should not hinge on a whistle that breaks the rhythm, or on owners who cannot stand the mirror of a strong coach, or on galaxy brain mind games that belong in the bin. Adelman built winners in multiple zip codes. Portland, Sacramento, Houston. He adapted to injuries, maximised role players, and kept systems humming. That is coaching. That is the job. Rings are not the only receipt, but in this league, people treat them like the entire receipt.
Personal note, years back, I was at a playoff game. Packed house, the kind of noise that makes your ribs buzz. The fourth quarter turns into a ref show. Ticky-tack on one end, rugby on the other. Crowd losing its mind. I am screaming. The dude behind me is yelling rules he learned 5 minutes earlier. And security is just like, please sit down, ma'am. When the buzzer hit, nobody talked about the chess moves or the coaching counters. We talked about the whistles. The air went out of the building. You feel cheated. Not because your team lost, but because the game slipped out of the players' hands. That sticks with you.
So yeah, I get why Adelman's story lights people up. A coach can pour decades into craft, and one night like that can stain the whole narrative. We need better standards, more transparency, more accountability, because careers should not be coin flips in stripes. Not for players, not for coaches, not for fans spending half their rent to be there.
And while we are here, give props to the human behind the headset. After retiring, he moved back to Portland with Mary Kay to be near family. 6 kids, 11 grandkids, and the heartbreak of losing his eldest, RJ, in 2018. His son, David, is now a head coach in Denver. The legacy continues. That is the good shit right there. Building people, not just plays. Final word. Call me when people grow a spine about how we measure greatness. Adelman won over 1,000 regular season games, 2 finals with Portland, a 61-win juggernaut in Sacramento, a 22-game heater in Houston, hit 1,000 wins in Minnesota, and made the Hall of Fame. And he did it without selling out who he was. If that does not scream legend, then your bar is broken. Fix it, and while you're at it, fix the damn whistle culture too. Fucking hell.
Alright, that's all I got. Go do something useful. Tune in tomorrow for more truth, more noise, and fewer excuses. This is Truth Amplified with Vixie Steele.